this shit for 38 long years. Jesus, I say Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And y'all came and said, do you want to be made whole? I heard the boy say, somebody get in the way. Yeah. Jesus didn't ask you that for 38 years. Yeah. Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? Yeah. I heard again, there was a blind boy in the ninth chapter of the book of John. That boy couldn't see at all. But guess what happened, sister Jesus? He took some spit and put it in his eyes.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. By way of announcements, on today and tomorrow, Johnson Temple will be celebrating 101 years of ministry and service to Leesville, Fort Polk, and surrounding communities. Today's celebration will start at 6 o'clock p.m. with a musical event featuring performances by local groups, praise dancers, soloists, and the Johnson Temple Reunion Choir. Celebration festivities will conclude tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Our special guest for this event is Superintendent Donald Catlon, pastor of Greater Freeman Church of God in Christ, Lake Charles, Louisiana. The community is invited to join Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ as we celebrate 101 years of God's faithfulness and ministry in our community. Lastly, we continue to serve Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program, which takes place every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a powerful message entitled Chosen by God, rendered by Elder Daryl Johnson, an associate elder at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for being our Savior. God, we thank you for being a deliverer. God, we thank you for making a way out of no way. Now, God, as we stand before the people of God, we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would let not self be glorified in this place. But God, give me a word that comes from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We're going to give you the glory and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God and amen. As you take your seat, give God the greatest. Oh, we could do better than that. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody give him glory. Somebody honor him today. Just begin to worship him in the name of Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of God. I never take this opportunity lightly. I always remain humble as I could be. Thanking God for another chance to stand before the people of God, knowing that he has called me out of darkness and into the marvelous light. I do honor him. Thank God for the superintendent, the pastor of this church, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. Thank God for the elders, Elder Mosby, Elder Owens, Elder Levi Johnson, Elder Jerry Taylor, Elder Jeffrey Johnson, and Elder Michael Thomas, to our district missionary in her absence, Gladys Mosby, to the missionaries, to the deacons, to all the children of the Most High God. How many of you know that's good to be in the house of worship another time? Not one time, but another time. And I take not it for granted. May I draw your attention this afternoon to the book of 1 Timothy, the epistle to 1 Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 12. Do you have? If not, it's on your program. And would you have it as a reverence to the word of God? Would you stand with me and let us do we have it? And the Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in love, in faith, and in purity. You may be seated in the presence of our Almighty God. If I was going to use for a thought, a theme on this afternoon, thank God for letting me know that I'm chosen to be an example. I'm chosen to be an example. It's Youth Sunday, and I want to give this toward the youth, but how many of you know that we are all children of God? 92 and below, we're all children of God. Y'all gonna talk? Y'all better talk back to me. I got to preach this thing. I came by to tell you this afternoon that we're living in a generation where everyone wants to fit in. People will change the way they talk. People will change their dress. People will change their appearance and change their body. People will even change their belief. People will go to serving idols and those people, you know, those people in the world that, you know, they do this and they do that, and that kind of tickles our fancy. We become infatuated with those type of people. But I came by to let you know that I'm serving the all true and mighty God. How many of you know that God is calling us not to fit in? He's causing us to stand out. I wish I had somebody that could stand out this morning. Somebody stand up and stand out, because you've been chosen. I don't care what the enemy says about you, you've been chosen. I don't care how the devil lies on you, you've been
chosen.
Chosen.
Preach, son.
The text. Preach the text, Johnson. I'm going to do the best I can. the text is giving us as a reminder to the born again believers. Regardless of our age, regardless of our background, regardless of our upbringing, I came by to tell you that we have a chosen responsibility to set an example in various aspects of our life. As we explore the text, we will reflect on how we can live out these qualities in our daily walk with Christ. Paul is writing to his young son in the ministry. Y'all know Timothy, don't you? Yeah, Timothy, he had to be around 30 to 35 years old. Timothy was a young man called by God, but I came by to let you know he was questioned by men. But there were people in the church that thought he was too young to lead. They thought he was inexperienced, didn't have enough experience to teach anyone anything. He was too new to take on such a task and a responsibility of serving the true and the living God and God's people. But I came by to tell you that Paul reminds Timothy. But what did he do, John? He said, young preacher, look here, Timmy Mac, look here, let me tell you something. Let no man despise your youth. That word despise, you understand, comes from the word cataphronio. 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 Don't let anyone despise your cataphronio. That means don't let anyone put you down. Don't let anyone talk down to you. Don't let anyone think less of you. Stand up for right and righteousness. I know many of our young people have been disregarded in the church. I'm not talking about Johnson Temple, but every church don't allow their young people to come and use their gifts. Every preacher don't allow the younger ministers to share in the word of God. How many of you know that we got some jealous old men and old women in the church? Don't want to see the young lady go forth because they remember when. They remember when she wore the short mini dress. They remember when she had makeup caked on her face like a clown. But came by to tell you that one day the Lord stopped by our house. The Lord stopped by the young man's house and he changed them. He delivered them and he set them free. Some people will sometimes doubt you just because you're young, just because of your background, just because of your past. But I came by to let you know that when God has his hand upon you, when God lays his hand of mercy, when God lays his hand of compassion upon you, he gives you the permission to walk in the anointing of God. I came by to tell you, no man called me. I got some great men sitting behind me, but I came by to let them know none of you call me, because I heard the Bible say, whosoever level will, let him come. Are you willing, young people, to answer the call of God? How many of you know that God has chosen you before the foundation of the world? I don't care what mama say. I don't care what your daddy did. I don't care what big mama did. I don't care what granddaddy say. I know I've been chosen. to walk in the anointing of God. I wish I had some anointing of God, a people of God. Walking in the anointing of God, young people, all your young people, will you stand? Every young person under the sound of my voice, tell somebody, walk out and tell somebody, I've been chosen. I've been chosen to live a life of holiness. I've been chosen to live a life serving a righteous God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came by to tell you, you've been chosen, you've been delivered, you've been set free. In the name of Jesus, somebody tell God thank you. Thank you. Give him glory in this place. Tell him thank you in this place. I got to hear y'all here. How can I know that I've been chosen? Because I had a change in my speech. How many of you know that the power of you, there's power in your speech? Your words have the ability to build up. Your words have the ability to tear down. In the mighty name of Jesus, as young believers in Christ, you must be mindful of your speech. Think before you talk. Strive to use your words, not to break down, but to encourage. Use your words to inspire. Use your words to edify. Use your words to motivate. Use your words to promote promote unity, excuse me. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking, speak blessings, not curses. Be an encouragement to your neighbor. Be an encouragement to your friend. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody tell God thank you. I'm going to change my speech. We need to stop cussing, stop lying, stop bearing false witness, and watch God. Watch God choose you to be the oracle of God in the name of Jesus. Then, when you know that you're chosen, your conduct begins to change. I came by to tell you, young folks and middle-aged folks and old folks, don't allow your conduct to control your actions. Because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, be ye not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. I want you to know that your actions speak louder than your words. Young people, you can't afford to get caught up in situations and circumstances that cause you to act out of character, that cause you not to be that example that reflects the character of Christ. Take every opportunity, young folk, to demonstrate integrity. Stop lying. Take every opportunity to demonstrate humility. Take every opportunity to show kindness in everything that you do. Remember that your words, your actions, they value, they have value. Your actions and your behavior should match up with your words. If you say you're saved, you need to act saved in the name of Jesus. When you're chosen, the spiritual transformation takes place. Well, what are you saying? This spiritual transformation refers to your inner attitude. Well, what does it do, Johnson? It changes your zeal. It changes your enthusiasm for God. And God makes you a new creature. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life becomes a whole new meaning. When you're chosen of God, the things you used to do, you don't do anymore. When you're chosen of God, things you said back in the day, you don't say anymore. You stop saying here, and you start saying here. You stop saying I hate you, and tell your mama and daddy that you love them in the mighty name of Jesus. I came by to tell you, we got too many young folks always want to get back with their parents. How many of you know if I had one of my young children here today and he's talking about me, telling me what I need to do and what I can't do? I'll tell him what you need to do is pay some of these bills. What you need to do is dress yourself. What do you need to do is feed yourself. What all you need to do is put some shoes on your feet that don't cost $150. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came by to tell you, young folks, you need to humble yourself. Young folks, you need to start respecting your mama. Start respecting your daddy and watch God move in your life. You've been chosen to have respect. You've been chosen to be affectionate. You've been chosen to show compassion. You've been chosen to show empathy. Somebody say yeah. Tell God yeah. Yes. When you have the right attitude, when you have the right attitude, you can get in any situation. You can stay safe in any atmosphere. You can stay safe. You cannot bow yourself down to the wiles of the enemy. Tell Satan, I've been delivered. I've been chosen. I've been delivered because I've been set free because I'm chosen of God. Man didn't call me. Mama didn't call me. But God called me in the mighty name of Jesus. It's time for our young folk to start walking in your calling. Start walking in your calling. Don't let the Joneses get you down. Be fervent in the spirit when you're serving God. Be fervent in your actions. Be fervent in the mighty name of Jesus. After you do that, after you had a spiritual transformation, love shows up. Love comes in. How many of you know that love is the foundation of your faith? We are called to love one another. Well, how do we love them? Just as Jesus loved us. For the Bible said in John 13 and 35, Jesus said, by this, by what? By this ye should know that ye are my disciples. How do we know, Jesus? Because you have love one to another. Tell God thank you. Be that example. Be that testimony of faith in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the one that saved you. He's the one that delivered you. He's the one that set you free. Is anybody free in the house? Have you been saved today? Have you been delivered? Come on, open up your mouth and tell God thank you. I've been chosen. I've been set free. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. Young folk, trust God with your own heart, because the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it said, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will give you the direction. He will give you guidance on the way you should go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we got too many young folks going the way of the grave. We got too many young folks going the way of gangs. We got too many young folks robbing and stealing and lying and cheating. But I came by to tell you, he chose a few young folks here in Johnson Temple to be an example, to be an example, to tell God thank you, to claim the good news of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. But you don't show down, you don't dumb it down to peer pressure. Stay away from negative folk. Don't associate yourself with those who claim to be your friend. How many of you know you got a friend in Jesus? He is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came by to tell you, you need to rely on God in every situation. Rely on God in every circumstance, because God is faithful. The Bible said he'll never leave you. He won't forsake you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came by to tell you, after you have been an example, I got to close right here. After you have been an example in your speech, after you have been an example and your conduct has been corrected, after you had a spiritual makeover, after love has become the foundation of your faith, let purity come in. Let purity come in and close the door to sin. Let purity come in and close the door to sin. You stop doing those things when you're purified of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. How many of you know that God will wash you? He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness in every aspect of your life. We live in a world full of vices. We live in a world full of temptations. We live in a world full of immorality. But however, you've been chosen to walk. You've been chosen to live in purity. Stay true to your biblical values in speech, in your relationship, in your behavior. Guard your thoughts and your actions so they reflect holiness. Because the Bible says that therefore come out from among them and be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Touch not the unclean thing. Touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. And the Bible said in Philippians 4 and 8. Well, what does it say, Johnson? It says, finally, tell your neighbor, finally. He got the clothes right here. But finally, brother, I need to stop thinking on those things whatsoever is true. Think on those things whatsoever is honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. But if anything have any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. I came by to tell you, as young believers, you must guard your heart. You must guard your mind against the tricks of the enemy, because you've been chosen to be an example. Can I tell you why? Because the Bible said in 1 Peter 2 and 21, but what does it say, preacher? It says there has been called before Christ so suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you may follow in his footsteps. In the mighty name of Jesus, I came by to tell you it's time for our young folks to stop dumbing down to these old ways, thoughts, traditions, and listen to the voice of God. Let them lie on you. Let them talk about you. Keep on walking. Keep on stepping. When they get mud in you, when they throw mud in your face, keep on stepping. When they try to tell you that you haven't been called of God, keep on stepping. But I came by to tell you, in the mighty name of Jesus, he is our example of holiness. He was chosen to come down. He came down from glory. He was chosen to deliver you. He was chosen to set you free. He was chosen to give you a new life. For the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away.